Do Ecclesiastes first. Ecclesiastes 3. And Ezra 5. Okay, Ecclesiastes 3, and let's go and pray. Lord, I do ask you to help us to understand your words. I do pray and ask that you'd help us to, if any here will face some of the things that may be mentioned tonight, that they might understand your words and understand the injustices of life. And I do pray that you'd help us to have an absolute faith in thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, this is Solomon looking at life under the sun, and here's what he noticed. Now, of course, he's a king, a rich guy, and he noticed in Ecclesiastes 3:16, "Moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment that wickedness was there." So that's the courtrooms, okay, in the legal aspect. He said, "I saw wickedness was there," okay, and you know, you see Clinton, you can see wickedness is there, okay. And then he says, "And the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there." Place of righteousness, the Jewish temple, we would say in the church, that iniquity was there. So that's what he saw, and I'm sure many of us can say that too. Chapter 5, verse 8. Now, when you see this, or possibly experience in personally, if you experience some injustices of life, either from a public official, a court, or whatever, Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8 says, "If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province," okay, if you see that, and of course, depending on how alert you are to these things. But when you see that, Solomon says, "Marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they." Okay, so the judge or the public official down here or whoever, if they're acting unjustly, then Solomon is saying, under the inspiration of God, don't marvel at the matter, because there's a God in heaven that sees everything, and that God in heaven is going to correct everything at the white throne judgment. Okay, now, most injustices of life, most of them, if you look at life from life's perspective, crime does pay. If you look at life from life's perspective. If you look at life from God's perspective, it doesn't pay, okay, because it's all going to come out in the wash of the judgment. So once in a while we see justice here, once in a while we see it here, but the vast majority of injustices go unpunished, okay, and that's just a normal thing of life, and we need to understand that, and we do what we can if we can do anything. But God himself is going to correct all everything. He's going to correct all these things for the believer at the judgment seat of Christ, but for the unbelievers and for the Old Testament saints and the tribulation saints and the millennial saints at the white throne judgment. That's where everything is made known and revealed, and all the balances are made equal. Okay, now with that in mind, if we go back to Ezra 4, 5, and 6, we went through chapter 4 last week, should get through 5 and 6. Okay, this is a situation that the Jews were experiencing, that the king, Cyrus, had made a decree, and it was a legal decree that he allowed or wanted the Jews to go back and rebuild the temple. So they started doing that in chapter 4. But then there are some lesser political people along the way. I don't know if they didn't get the memo from Cyrus or whatever, or if they were just, trying to push their weight around or whatever. They interfered. The lesser ones interfered and stopped the building. Okay, that's often what happens is people get scared. If somebody comes with a badge or a uniform or something like that, and then they stop and know, like, they have the right to do all this stuff. And so they stop. Okay, in chapter 5, we have two fellows, two prophets. And remember that Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther are post-captivity books, and then the three post-captivity prophets are Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So chapter 5, verse 1, it says, then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Okay, so those two guys got to preaching. The Jews stopped working, and they got to preaching. They knew the law well enough of the land. They knew the scriptures well enough, and they got direct orders from God Almighty to preach at them to get these people get back to the job, get back to work. Okay, and so if you would, find the little book Haggai and Zechariah toward the back of the Old Testament. Now, this fellow Haggai, he received five messages from the Lord. They're very short. Okay, the book of Haggai is only two chapters. And the messages will be in the second year of Darius, 6 months, first day of the month. Okay, so that's the first one. And then the last one is in verse 20 of chapter 20 of 2, chapter 2. It's in the 24th day of the month. Okay, and that would be the 24th day of the ninth month. Okay, so on the 24th day of the ninth month, must have been a good day. You must have had good devotions. You got two messages that day. Okay, and so you got 6 months, first day of the sixth month, and then the ninth month. So you got almost a four-month ministry. Short and sweet. Okay, little as much when God's in it. And he told them in verse 3, okay, well, verse 2, thus saith the Lord, Haggai 1, verse 2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Okay, they got discouraged, they quit. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed or ceiling, that's our word for ceiling, houses, and this house lay waste, the Jewish temple. You're building your house, but you're not building my house. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And then verse 6, ye have sown much, bring in little. So they're busy doing their things, not doing God's things. And while they're doing their thing, keeping their best interest at heart, not God's, God is pulling things away from them. He's making their ways a little bit difficult. He said, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. So the money's just taken off. All these, you know, chariots breaking down, you know, the Jewish dishwasher's gone bad, you know, the washer and dryer's gone bad, everything's gone bad, you know, and it's just going south as far as that goes. And then he says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, verse 7, consider your ways, go up to the mountain, bring wood, build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. So he's telling, hey, get back to the job, get back to doing right, get back to serving God, get back to building the temple. When you get that right, everything else will seem to fall in place. So that's what Haggai said to him. And then Zechariah, his message is in chapter 8, verse 9. And so a lot of times a person gets discouraged, or a group of people get discouraged. And so a person that has a message from God can encourage them and get them fired up to get back to the task. Okay, chapter 8, verse 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. So be strong and do this. Get with the program, I guess you can say. Verse 10, for before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out and came in because of the affliction, for I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor. So they have trouble. And then verse 12, you got a remnant of this people to possess all these things. And so Zechariah is telling them, verse 14, repent, and so forth, so on. In other words, he's saying, get back to the task. Okay, you've gotten sidetracked, you've gotten discouraged, you're afraid because one or two people came with a badge and a uniform and it scared you and you stopped. So both Haggai and Zechariah are telling them, let's get back to the task. Okay, and this tells us that you and I need to do what we can to know, one, the laws of our land. And I obviously know that's impossible in our country. Read all the federal statutes, state statutes, all that stuff is, 90% of that stuff in laws anyway. Okay, it's just rules and regulations put out by somebody, some opinion of somebody. Okay, but we need to know our legal stand, and then we need to just follow the Lord's leading. Okay, follow the Lord's leading, and when a person gets discouraged or a bunch of people get discouraged, they stop working, and then hopefully some comes along and gets them back going. Okay, and chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, it says, then the prophets, Haggai, the prophet of Zechariah. Okay, so I read that. So the result of that, verse 2, then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, whatever. Okay, those were the two guys at the beginning. Okay, they even got discouraged, and now they're getting back with the program. Okay, so they are starting it again, and it says, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them that were the prophets helping them. So, praise the Lord. Zechariah and Haggai evidently knew some work. They worked with their hands. Okay, and so they got with the task, and they worked by example. Okay, and that's a good thing to do. Okay, a lot of these preachers who spend a lot of time in their office, you know, their hands is as smooth as the baby's behind. They get out and they're trying to do something. People say, man, the guy don't know how to work physically. Doesn't know how to do anything. And people respect somebody more if they just get right in and show the leadership skills by just doing it. Okay, and so that's what Haggai and Zechariah did. Okay, so they got right in with the task. It's just like the Apostle Paul, tent maker. Okay, he worked with his hands, provided his own needs and stuff like that. So they're helping him. Verse 2, they got back with the, they got back to building. And of course, as they got back to building, the lower government agents are going to catch wind of this. And they're going to say, hey, what's going on? Don't you know the world revolves around me? You know, it's like a few years ago, we were wanting to, you know, try to avoid another flood back in here. So we just wanted to put some dirt along this ditch. And so a guy graciously brought a bunch of loads along there. And we're going to, you know, smooth it out and have a nice little dike over there. And some dirty, rotten, stinking scumbag, and, you know, I don't want my opinion to put out there too much, called somebody, hired him, and then he showed up, and we have a bunch of people out here. Hey, what's going on here? Well, one, I think it's our property. Two, what are you doing here? And so we got all these big shots around here, and I want to know who made the phone call to stop all this. And then one other guy said, yeah, I'd like to know too. And the guy that made the phone call kind of weaseled out and took off or whatever. It's none of his business what we're doing on our property. Okay, now if what we're doing does harm the neighbor's property, that's different. But this wasn't harming anybody. Okay, and what happened? Well, we had to take dirt out. The guy who brought the dirt in had to take dirt out at his expense. And some little no-good do-gooder on the phone didn't have to pay a dime for that. But that's all. That is common. Okay, that's common. And we have to understand that. Okay? So we just have to understand that. And any of you guys that, you know, work with any regulations, government regulations, you know what I'm talking about, the mess that you got to deal with. Now in chapter 5, okay, so they got back to the work, and here comes these, guys going to stick their nose in their business. Verse 2, at the same time came with them Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and look at that guy's name, I don't know what that guy's name is, and their companions, and said thus unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Well, how about God? Then said we unto them after this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building? Okay, what are they doing? They're trying to get the leadership, and if these guys are going to do the mafia thing, then they'll show up at the leadership's house at 2 in the morning, the communist way, and just say, you need to come down to the police station and answer some questions. And as the guy's going out the door, her wife says goodbye to him, probably not to see him again if they do the mafia thing. Okay, that's what they're doing. They're because they know that if they get the top ones, then everybody else is going to quit. Okay, so that's basically what are the names of the men that make this building? And my answer would be, I have not a clue. None of your business. Okay, verse 5. But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jew. Praise the Lord. Okay, so in this case, it's going to have a good ending. Okay, but that's not always the case. In this case, God was going to intervene for them. Okay, but the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning the matter. Okay, so this is the following a political chain. Okay, nothing new under the sun. And then here's the letter they sent, certified mail or whatever, registered mail. Okay, verse 6. The copy of the letter that Tatna, governor on this side river, and that guy and his companions, whatever that is, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king, that we went into the province of Judah, to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timbers laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on, and prospereth in their hands. Then ask we those elders, and said unto them, thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We ask their names also to certify thee. Okay, certify, that's a legal term. To certify thee that we might write the names of the men that were chief of them. Okay, so if they had their way, they would have probably called the IRS of the Media Persia and said, check their records, pull an audit, just give these people a hassle. Okay, and sadly, that does go on. Okay, verse 11. And thus they returned to us answer, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. Okay, so we know that to be Solomon. Okay, so that's what we know. But after that, our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath. Okay, so that's the history of Israel. They're giving a little brief history here. And he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean. Okay, so that's Daniel, the book of Daniel coming on, end of Jeremiah, end of 2 Chronicles, and who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. Okay, again, 4,600 people he took over to Babylon. But in the first year, Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king of Cyrus, made a decree to build this house of God. So now they have a king that is in their favor. It's only happened two times in history. Modern day history of Lord Balfour with England, and then they backed out on their deal. Okay, and then Cyrus. This is a fascinating thing of the Bible. It's hard to kind of imagine these things, but this is what God has moved the heart of this king in favor of doing what he would like done. Verse 14, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon, those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. Okay, so they didn't get the Ark of the Covenant, didn't get the table of showbread, no altar of incense, none of that stuff. All they got was the things that were mentioned. Jeremiah evidently hid all that other stuff. And said unto him, take these vessels, go carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, yet it is not finished. Okay, they did not mention the delay. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be a search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so, that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. Okay, so they have a place where there are official records stored. Okay, now what's our custom in our country? These official records are stored at the county courthouse. Okay, so in Jasper County, go to the county courthouse, and if you don't know what you're looking for, ask the ladies. It's usually ladies at the counter. Tell them what you'd like, and they'll usually walk you through it. Usually, they're pretty gracious about those things. Okay, tell them you're trying to get your, you know, maybe your deed or maybe your abstract, and they'll walk you in the back, and they'll kind of show. I don't know what they do about Lake County, but I know what Jasper County does. And if you want to look at some of the law books, you go down in the basement, then you can see all the electrical violations and all this stuff down in the basement, and all the mildew and everything down there. Okay, but you know, all that's overlooked. Okay, and so, but they'll help you through it. Now, it's a drag to have to do that. It's frustrating, but that's how you search things out. Okay, and so that's what they're getting them to do. Okay, and so, chapter 6. In this case, then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. So, praise the Lord, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Are they not supposed to do these things? Public servants, right? That's what they're supposed to do. Okay, and there was found at Akmatha, in the palace that is on the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. Now, isn't it amazing how God kept that preserved? How would they find all that stuff? Okay, now of course today we have advantages with computers. You punch into certain numbers and they come up, and then they take it to the microfiche, and you take this little plastic thing and it blows it up, and then you see everything. Okay, and it's really a pain to try to learn to do that. Okay, but in order to maintain the legal standing of a property, a person does that. Why? Because somebody else can take advantage of it. In this case, these people are trying to stop this building. Okay, so verse 3. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be built in the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundation thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits. Boy, he's laying it out. In verse 3, with 3 rows, and also verse 5, the golden and silver vessels of the house out of Nebuchadnezzar. There's a lot of this repeat. Now, therefore, Tatna, the governor beyond the river, and their companions, okay, it says, which are beyond the river, be it far from this, let the work of this house of God alone. Praise the Lord when that happens. Okay, praise the Lord when that happens. A lot of time, most of the time it doesn't. I mean, you go into a courthouse, if you understand and perceive what's going on there, so much injustice is going on in every single courthouse, in every single county, in every single state, and you just sit there and watch it, you just shake your head. Okay, and we even have had a judge down in Rensselaer, a filthy mouth man, very filthy mouth, because I heard his mouth at the gun shop where he'd be sitting in there doing nothing. He actually stated in the newspaper that justice means just us. Okay, well, at least he's honest about his dishonesty. Okay, and again, remember what Solomon said, and remember what the Bible says, okay? If a person experiences these unfortunate things in your life, now there have been a lot of people that have some very bad things happen to them. A lot of children taken away from them. Okay, and had to fight that. And their children in a homeschool family, and then they take the children away from them, put them in a welfare family, and then some of these guardian parents are dope dealers, and then their children have to put up with that. Okay, and this has happened in this country time and time again. And a lot of times people just run away from those things because they don't want anything a part of it, and they don't know, hey, that might happen to me. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you abandon these poor people. You try to do what you... If God allows them to cross your path, you got to do what you can to try to help them. Okay, but again, that's the fear people have. Okay, in this case we're reading, the law was on the side of the Jewish people. And in our culture, the law is on our side too, but the problem is the ones don't obey the rules. Now, if they don't want to obey the rules, then don't take an oath saying you're going to obey the rules. Okay, but praise the Lord for something like this, when God intervenes for them and the law is on their side. And so he put a cease and desist order on the lower government agents. Tell them, you stop and you leave these people alone. Boy, that's a blessing when something like that happens. Okay, so verse 7, let the work of this house of God alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in this place. And I bet you those people had such a sigh of relief that night. Oh, that's finally behind us. Okay, unless somebody's going to appeal it to the next court, and what a mess. Okay, and so what a blessing like that. In verse 8, moreover, so he's going to add to this order. Moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of the house of God, that the king's that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. Now he's even make them pay for it. That's what's called punitive damages. Boy, that's a blessing. Boy, I bet you those Jews were whistling the next day. And happy about that. And them guys that were the guys that were interfering, they got punished financially for their interference. And that's what should happen in every single case. But it, unfortunately, it doesn't. Okay? And so we can praise the Lord for something like this. Then verse 9, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given unto them day by day without fail. So now they've got to feed these people, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. So, boy, this would be like a King James of the past. This would be like a Queen Victoria. You know, when the sun never set on the British Empire, the reason why that happened is because the Queen of England was using her position to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, and then God, well, let's add a little bit here, and let's add some more here, and add some more here. Okay, but then when they started pulling back from that, then now England is like a fifth-rate power. That's because they turned their back on God. Okay, so that's verse 10, verse 11. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house. Boy, I like that. Hit them where they need to be hit. right in her own family. Okay, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon. Okay, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. Hang him at the gallows. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful to see some politicians hanging from the gallows? I think it'd be wonderful. Amen. We've got one way amen out of that. Why? They've been stealing from people right and left. I mean, you look at Hillary, all of the money she's got, she's a parasite. I mean, she's done nothing, not one thing productive in her life, except she breathed in oxygen and exhaled carbon dioxide. Plants can utilize that. That's about the only thing good she's ever done in her life. And that's a sad fact. Okay, and these people that have been parasites off to people need to be brought to justice, and they need their stuff taken from them. Because they stole it from people. Okay, but again, this is, don't hold your breath. It's not going to happen in our country. Okay, and so, but the idea is that God is keeping track of all these things. Isn't that a blessing to know God's keeping track of all these things, all these injustices? I'd rather be the victim than the accomplice. Okay, so verse 12. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people, that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God, which at Jerusalem ideas have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Get with the program. Okay, and then, Tatna, the governor on this side of the river, and that guy, the companions, according to that which Darius the king had said, so they did speedily. Boy, oh boy, they didn't like doing that. They sure did have to eat crow on that one. And the elders of the Jews built it, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet of Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they built it and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now all those three men, looking back on history, whether they are righteous or unrighteous, when they're looking back, you know, on the history of the world, they're saying, boy, I did the right thing there. I knew a whole lot of right things, but that was one right thing I did. And man, he said, God even wrote it down in his book for me. Well, that's a blessing. Okay, and then 15, this house was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which is in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. So it took about 5 years or so, 5 or 6 years going on in there. As far as building that goes, if the decree was the first year, of course, you got the delay and everything. Okay, and then 16, and the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. Okay, and that when you've put your heart into something and you've gotten it accomplished, there is a great joy that a person experiences, and actually a boost of self-worth in that a person says, I built that. Where, you know, kids nowadays, all they want to do is destroy things, a lot of them. Destroy things. Where do they get that from? They get that from the devil. They laugh. Watch me throw this rock through this window. Oh, let me pick up this rock and hit you in the head with it. Okay, but, and they think that's funny. You know, destroying something. I don't take a brain to do that. It takes a brain to put the window in. Okay, and all this stuff. Some years ago, we caught these kids that shot the windows out on our tractor. Okay, my brother and I got the tractor stuck. And it was in July, and we had to go home, and we came back. And the windows were broken out on the side of the tractor. We thought the sun, it got so hot, it was the sun. And we found one bullet up in the steel. It's the only way we figured it out. We discovered two boys, shot them out. They were squirrel hunting down there, and then we did a little detective work. Found these two kids, and Dad met with the police, and the police told him what you can do, and Dad said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Those boys got to pay for the damage. Not Mom or Dad, the boys got to pay for the damage. And then the boys have to work with us picking up rocks for 2 days. Beside us, working with us. One of the kids got a lawyer. Mom wrote out the check. Didn't work a day. And that kid, I think, was in and out of jail ever since then. The other kid's dad said, you're going to do what this man says. That kid worked with us for one day picking up rocks. He was so beat. Dad said, I think you learned your lesson. Okay? Now, that taught that young fella something. Okay? You're responsible for your actions. Okay? And that was doing the damage, if I had a guess, it was probably the one kid that didn't work a day is probably the instigator. And he hadn't learned a thing in his life. Okay? And that kid learned something. You're held accountable for things. Okay? And so, in this case, the people had great joy because they got something great accomplished, excitement, and they're dedicating it. Okay, and then in verse 17, they offer the dedication. Look at all the animals that they're sacrificing that day. Man, you talk about a, smell like a grilling day going on. Okay, and then verse 18, got all the priests involved. 19, the Passover's kept on the 14th day of the first month in a blessing to God Almighty. Verse 20, the priests were purified. Verse 21, the children of Israel which were come again out of the captivity and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Lord God of Israel did eat and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. Okay, for the Lord had made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. So not only did he turn Cyrus's heart towards them and Darius and Artaxerxes, another king. What a testimony to all these nations around Israel. And so that's the two chapters. We got that done. And so any questions or comments? Are we covered?